live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council and Fáilte Árnáid have issued a joint statement guaranteeing that no walking routes in the Malin Head area will be advanced or developed without full consultation with landowners. There were 64 vacant posts at Letterkenny University Hospital at the end of November, 36 of them in nursing and midwifery. An investigation is continuing into an attempted break-in at a business premises in Letterkenny. And the team leader of Donegal Mountain Rescue says they had to put every ounce of their training to the test overnight in what's been described as the most challenging rescue the team has faced in recent times. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, Donegal County Council and Fáilte Árnáid have issued a joint statement guaranteeing that no walking routes in the Malin Head area will be advanced or developed without full consultation with the landowners concerned. It follows concern expressed on Highland Radio's 9 till noon show and elsewhere at the inclusion of potential walking routes in a draft visitor management plan for the area before landowners were approached. Donald Kavanagh has more.
The Council and Fáilte Árnáid say they're working with key agencies, business partners and community stakeholders to deliver a visitor management plan for Malin Head. They say an extensive consultative process in developing the plan began in May of last year, and engagement with stakeholders and the local community was ongoing throughout the remainder of 2019 as the draft plan was developed. During the consultation process, they say a number of walking routes were identified for potential development and they have been included in the draft plan as concept ideas. Arising from recent concerns in the locality, both agencies say they wish to reassure local farmers and landowners that none of these routes will be advanced for further consideration and or development without full consultation with the landowners concerned. Donegal County Council and Fáilte Árnáid say they're committed to working collaboratively with all stakeholders in the area to deliver a plan that will provide unique opportunities for tourism and economic development for Malin Head. More detail and a copy of the maps on our website, highlandradio.com.
There are calls for an urgent review of capacity at Letterkenny University Hospital. It comes as it's revealed there were 64 vacant posts at the hospital at the end of December, 36 of them in nursing and midwifery. Fianna Fáil candidate Pat the Cope Gallagher received confirmation of the vacant posts from the hospital today, 3 months after first tabling a question to the Health Minister. Mr Gallagher says the hospital is at crisis point and the new government must take action to remedy the current situation at Letterkenny University Hospital.
Followed this up on numerous occasions, and it doesn't surprise me why I didn't receive a reply. The fact that there are 64 vacant posts in Letterkenny, 36 nursing and midwifery, 13 health and care, social care posts unfulfilled, and 15 general and administrative posts. The chief executive of the HSC says they have to stay within budget. But at whose expense? At the expense of all of those patients who are awaiting admission. In addition to this, we have the short stay unit. 10 beds were opened. How can they open the other 10 beds while these posts are not filled? And these are facts, not me making political charges.
You believe that the actual need is far higher than the published figure of vacancies. And with that in mind, you want to see a capacity review right across the hospital to see exactly what the level of need is.
I believe that would be beneficial if that review was carried out and presented to the HSC. The number of posts that are to be filled, and then of course if we're to not to stand still but to move on, other posts would be required, and this should be carried out immediately the new government goes into office. And I believe that the new minister must direct the HSC to carry out a review and not to wait until such time as the review is carried out to fill these posts.
An investigation is continuing into an attempted break-in at a business premises in Letterkenny. A male believed to be in his 20s tried to gain access to the property on the Port Road in the early hours of this morning, but a security team carrying out a routine check intervened. The suspect was initially detained by Orbit security staff before Gardaí arrived a short time later. The male was subsequently arrested and brought to Letterkenny Garda station for questioning. Managing Director of Orbit Security, Martin Hilferty, has been praising the swift response of the Garda and says the incident highlights the need for effective security measures.
Orbit's mobile unit was doing its patrol at around 4:45 this morning. There was a premises on the Port Road that we are responsible to check during the night a number of times. when we arrived on site, it was observed that there was a break-in taking place at the back of the premises through a gate. The Gardaí were notified through the 999 service, and I would have to commend the Gardaí. They were there within a short period of time, within 3 minutes. There was a man in his early 20s was detained and arrested by the Gardaí. I suppose that was the situation. So it was also going under control, but it just highlights for people to be aware in the business community that there's people about making sure that the buildings are secure and stuff and locked up at night.
Suppose, yeah, from your point of view, maybe it is probably ideal for businesses in the local area to maybe review their security system and have that those extra precautions in place.
Yeah, definitely so. Like, it's always good rule of thumb to have all of your services in relation to security, your doors, your cameras, your alarm system, your key holding servers or mobile control, like that Orbit was providing there, that and other businesses do as well, that they ensure that there's a good lighting in the area and stuff, and especially the buildings at the rear of the place, people would get, maybe there'd be some stuff left out, maybe they wouldn't be secure or put away at night, you know, just to ensure to be more visible, especially at this current time, you know, with still the dark evenings and the long nights.
Piers Doherty looks set to top the poll in the Donegal constituency in next month's general election, according to a new opinion poll. The Sinn Féin TD is likely to receive a quota and a half with 27% of first preference votes, according to a new TG Cahar Ipsos MRBI poll. It's predicted that Doherty's expected surplus could help his colleague Padraig McLaughlin regain the seat he lost in the last election. Fine Gael's Joe McHugh is the second most popular candidate among those polled with 17% of first preference votes. Catherine Gaffney has more.
While Doherty and McHugh appear to be safe, the battle for the remaining seats could be tight, and there's a possibility Fianna Fáil could take 2 seats in the 5-seat constituency. According to the poll, the last seat could come down to a battle of transfers between one of the Fianna Fáil candidates and current independent TD Thomas Pringle. Independent candidate John O'Donnell and Green Party candidate Michael White both polled at 4%, while independent candidate Peter Casey polled at 2%. The opinion poll was carried out on Monday and Tuesday of this week. 550 people were surveyed, and there is a margin of error of up to plus or minus 4 percentage points. Independent Arthur McGuinness was not included in the poll as he only filed his nomination papers on Monday. This is the first of TG Cahar Ipsos MRBI constituency polls for the general election, with more expected to be released in the coming weeks.
And as the election campaign heats up, candidates are being urged to value and respect diversity in Donegal. The Donegal Travellers Project have invited all candidates to visit them and are asking that the use of discriminatory comments or prejudice against the traveller community be omitted from their campaigns. Last month, as part of the group's Love Not Hate campaign, over 1,500 signatures were collected across the county in a call for the government to enact stronger hate crime legislation. Hugh Freel, men's development worker, Donegal Travellers Project, says it's clear that what the people want is a diverse society.
We're calling on all the candidates, calling the Donegal Travellers Project, and we're also calling on the elected candidates to be non-discriminative against or non-racist in their campaign towards travellers or any other ethnic minority group.
And we did see during the presidential election campaign there was quite a bit of hurt caused.
There was quite a bit of hurt caused, and when candidates who's run in elections practice exclusion and practice discriminatory practice towards an ethnic minority group, and especially, you know, the travelling community. So people don't think that's alluded to just travellers. It's also alluded to other ethnic minority groups, because their thinking around, their morals around that can be very discriminative and hurtful, because they're talking about individuals, you're talking about people. You're not talking about, you know, cars or houses or land. You're talking about people who has feelings, children who go in the playground, who these comments can have a big impact on, because families discuss them at home.
And last month, the Donegal Travellers Project collected 1,500 signatures in a call for the government to enact stronger hate crime legislation. This is something you would be hopeful that some candidates would take on board if they are elected to the new government?
Yes, of course. And when we went out last year, we were out for 4 hours and we collected nearly 1,600 signatures inside 4.5 hours. So it shows that there's respect for diversity in Donegal. It shows that Donegal is the leading county in terms of diversity for all ethnic minority groups. And it also shows that people have want a diverse society and a respectful society.
A County Down man has been given time to consider an appeal against his extradition to the UK in connection with the Essex lorry deaths. The High Court has approved Eamon Harrison's surrender to UK authorities to face 39 manslaughter charges. Stephen Murphy reports.
Last October, the bodies of 31 men and 8 women, all from Vietnam, were found in a refrigerated container in Essex. British authorities believe Eamon Harrison drove the trailer to a port in Belgium before its onward journey to England. He's facing 39 counts of manslaughter, as well as human trafficking and illegal immigration charges. The High Court has now approved his extradition to the UK, ruling there's nothing stopping him being surrendered to police there. But Mr Justice Donald Binchy didn't sign the order today, agreeing to give the defence time to look over the 50-page judgment so they can consider an appeal. Mr Harrison has been remanded in custody and is due before the High Court again on the 4th of February. Stephen Murphy at the High Court.
The team leader of Donegal Mind and Rescue says volunteers had to put every ounce of their training to the test overnight in what's been described as the most challenging rescue the team has faced in recent times. Two hikers were eventually brought to safety off the Derryvay Mountains in the early hours of this morning following a 12-hour operation. Due to the difficult conditions, two rescue teams were dispatched, one team approaching from the Dunluce direction and the other from Duhery. Team leader Gareth Wilson says their extensive training really came into play.
When we all RV'd with each other and where the casualty site was, you know, everybody training that, everybody on that scene has done over the last few years was pulled on last night. And that's probably been the one call out in the last few years that has really tested us. And, you know, it really lets us see, we train every month, we train 2-3 times a month for the like of this, these call outs. And it just shows that it's been in works, you know.
The facts about any possible radiation impact from 5G must be fully established before plans can proceed in Donegal. That's according to Councillor Jerry McMonagall, who is urging Donegal County Council to do what's in its gift to delay the rollout of 5G. In tandem, there are also calls on the new Communications Minister to initiate a report detailing a full assessment of any potential health and environmental implications 5G may have. Councillor McMonagall says this report must be initiated and the findings presented to the Oireachtas without any further delay.
I mean, there's an increasing number of people who are raising their concerns around the health risks or the possible health risks around the installation of 5G. And I think what's focused people's minds is the recent erection of a number of telecommunication masts in and around estates around in Letterkenny. So I thought the best thing to do and after discussing with them to bring forward a motion like several other councils have done up and down the country asking for the rollout to be delayed until such times as the concerns and the real concerns that the people have are addressed in relation to the possible health scares.
And this report, if it were to be compiled and the findings released, it could put to bed those concerns just as much as, you know, maybe any potential threat there as well.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm any expert on it, but I have been reading up on it, and there's very many eminent people and scientists who have conflicting opinions on it. I think it would be important that the Oireachtas would carry out a review of all of those reports, and a report would be compiled and then presented back to the Dáil, and you know, a decision made then on the feasibility of it, and most importantly, the health concerns, which are very genuinely held out there by a large number of people.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 16 minutes past five, and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer news, and Derry City have added a number 9 to their squad today. Tim Nielsen, a 27-year-old Norwegian who scored 30-odd goals in his 50-odd appearances for his club back in his home country, Norway, has joined up with the Brandywell side. Declan Devine says he's signed a top-quality player.
A lot of people would have seen him on Tuesday night. You know, the work's been done way before Tuesday night. Tuesday night was actually quite irrelevant in terms of the deal being done. It doesn't matter how you done, we wanted to bring him to the club. He's a proven player, a proven number 9, played at a very high level. And from our point of view as staff, we think he'll only enhance the group moving forward. Centre forwards are like hen's teeth at the moment. They're very difficult to get, no matter what level you're at. There's absolutely none in Ireland that is in this man's level. But for us, we had to make sure when we brought a number 9 to the club that it was a top-level player. And we're delighted today that we feel that we have a top-level player. And I think moving forward, he'll be a fantastic signing for us.
Finn Harps will play their third pre-season game of the week this coming Sunday when they take on UCD in Dublin. Those defeats to Galway on Tuesday and Derry City on Wednesday, with the third game this week in Belfield. Harps boss Ollie Horgan says adding a striker is their priority as they build towards the start of the league against Sligo.
At the moment, Jamie Brown from the 19s is the only out and out striker that is signed. There's a few lads like of Carter Sullivan that could do, that could play up there. It's not their main position. That area of the pitch, we've had lads in on trial, and we'll have more in on trial, and we need to try and come up with something to try and get something in the next 3.5 weeks to try and score goals, which probably was a difficulty last year, except with the standard of this league going up, the fact that Shelburne are up, we need to come up with something the next couple of weeks. But we'll keep going,
yeah,
and we'll keep trying, and we'll keep travelling, both myself and Paul, to try and rectify that league.
Just in with some other transfer news. Conrad Logan has left Mansfield Town and signed up with fellow English League 2 outfit Forest Green Rovers until the end of the season. Rovers are 17 points ahead of Mansfield and just 1 point outside the playoff places. It could be in the squad for Saturday's game away to Macclesfield Town, subject to FA and EFL approval. On the pitch this weekend, the Premiership of the Irish League, Institute are on the road as they go to Dungannon Swifts in a big battle of two sides who sit in the bottom three. The leaders are Glentoran after Keith Cowan's debut last week, where he scored one of the match winning goals. Glentoran are on the road as they head to Larne. Five games to be played in the Premiership tomorrow afternoon. Taking centre stage on Sunday is the Knockalla Caravan Senior Cup tie. It's an all any shown affair as Cockhill Celtic play Glengad United. That one kicks off down at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds at 1:30. Well, as for the junior sides in the Northwest, teams from Donegal and Inishowen will be meeting each other over the weekend, with the latest round of ties being played in the Ulster Junior Cup and indeed in the Ulster Junior Shield. To Gaelic games, Donegal start life on the return to Division 1 of the Alliance National Football League with a home tie on Saturday night against rivals Mayo. Donegal do have their injury problems, with up to 9 regulars not available. Hugh McFadden is back for the league, however, having missed the McKenna Cup with flu. The Killybegs man says every point in the division will be precious.
The 7 other teams in the division are of all high quality. Even just looking at Meath last year, who came up with us, with, you know, 3 titanic battles against them, and, you know, Monaghan, Tyrone are also rivals. Galway, Mayo were, you know, very, very, very good teams. And then obviously you've last year's All-Ireland finalists in Kerry and Dublin, so everyone's going to be a big, big challenge, and every 2 points that you collect throughout the league is going to be, you know, well fought for, and we'll be hoping now that we can get off to a positive start.
And there's more from Hugh McFadden available in the sports section and highlandradio.com. And of course, we will have live match coverage tomorrow night from Donegal against Mayo. I'll be joined by Brendan Kilcoyne in commentary, and we'll be live after the 7 o'clock news tomorrow evening. Also tomorrow, a repeat of the All-Ireland Final. Dublin taking on Kerry, and another big in league encounter to start things off. And Tyrone will see action on Sunday as they play host to Meath at Hayley Park in Omagh. That one gets underway at 4 o'clock, while Galway are playing Monaghan in the other tie in Division 1 this weekend. In Division 3, Rory Gallagher's Derry are in action tomorrow evening. They're starting against Leitrim. That's at 5 o'clock at Celtic Park in Derry. Derry, of course, targeting promotion to Division 2 in 2020. It's also the opening weekend of games on the ladies' football front, and Donegal are on the road. They make the trip to Swinford as the Ulster champions play Mayo. It's on Sunday afternoon, starts at 2:30. Maxie Curran says it's not about making the league final for the Donegal ladies, but having proper prep for the championship.
Division 1, it's most important thing is staying in it and, you know, remaining competitive, and for the next generation of Donegal footballers that come along, that they're able to cut their teeth in Division 1 and test themselves against the best. So, look, our hope is to find a couple of players and get as far as April, you know, 6 weeks running the Ulster Championship with Astley. So, you know, we'll not be crying any rivers if we're not in a league final, let me tell you, whereas other teams probably needed a wee bit more than we do.
As for the other Northwest counties playing ladies football this weekend, in Division 2, Tyrone are away to Meath, while Derry are taking on Leitrim in Division 4. Three Northwest counties will also start their National Hurling League campaigns on Sunday as well. In Division 3A, Donegal are playing Armagh at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny at 2, while Tyrone are on the road to Louth. And in Division 2B, Derry are taking on Down. Donegal, of course, were relegated last year, and manager is Mickey McCann, and he's hoping hoping to get this campaign off to a winning start on Sunday.
First target's won on Sunday, and it's a tough start, and I suppose Armagh saying the same, that it's a tough start for them. But two teams know one another very well. There's a lot of cat and mouse, Tom, and I can see them putting a lot of spoilers in our better players, you know, so and we'll be doing the same to them. So hopefully, look, we can just grind it out.
We'll have updates from that hurling match on Sunday. We'll also have updates as well from the Donegal ladies who are in Mayo. In boxing, the National Under-18 Championships tonight, we'll see two Northwest fighters in semi-final action. In the 60kg division, Cathair Gormley of Ilias Golden Gloves is taking on John McConnell from Holy Trinity. And Liam McMonagall from Merfoe will fight in the 69kg last four. He's up against James Whelan of the Dublin Docklands. The finals, of course, will take place on Friday week, this night week. In rugby, our focus tomorrow afternoon in All-Ireland League Division 2 is Oma at home against Bangor. Alec McDonald will be reporting from that game as Oma go looking for their fourth one of the campaign. While City of Derry are on the road tomorrow, it's going to be a tough one for them. They're taking on the leaders in Enniscorthy. In other rugby news, Ulster's Heineken Champions Cup quarter-final away to Toulouse has been confirmed for Sunday the 5th of April. That will start at a quarter past three, while Leinster's quarter-final against the Holders is the day before Saturday the 4th at 5.45 at the Aviva. That tie is, of course, a repeat of last year's final. The Donegal Mini Stages Rally is being hosted by the Lagoon Bar and Restaurant tomorrow with six stages set for the competitors to tackle. Damien Gallagher and Mike Walsh in their escort of the top seeds, and they'll be followed on the road for stage one by Kevin Gallagher in the Darien, Aaron McLaughlin, Paul Reid, David Moffat, Johnny Jordan, J.R. McDade, Marty Toner, Trevor Buster and James Cassidy wrap up the top 10 seeds. An action-packed morning and afternoon for the crews competing in two stages done three times. In golf, Shane Larry's five off the lead at the midway point of the Dubai Desert Classic. The Claremont will go into the weekend on three under. The leader is Eddie Pepperell. He's at 8 under. Graham McDowell finished on 3 over. Padraig Harrington on 2 over. And it was after midnight in Melbourne when Roger Federer booked his place in the fourth round of the Australian Open. He needed a final set tiebreak to beat Aussie John Millman to complete a 100th tournament win down under. Novak Djokovic is safely into the last 16. A couple of shocks today. 15-year-old Coco Gauff stunned the defending champion Naomi Osaka to make it through with a straight sets win. But Serena Williams and Caroline Wozniacki are out of the competition. That's it from the sports desk for today. Michaela, our next sport here in Highland is tomorrow afternoon following the 2 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, mainly dry for the rest of today with a good deal of cloud and some sunny breaks. A few patches of mist or drizzle are also possible with highest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees and mostly light southwest breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal County Council and Fáilte Ireland have issued a joint statement guaranteeing that no walking routes in the Malinhead area will be advanced or developed without full consultation with the landowners concerned. There are calls for an urgent review of capacity at Letterkenny University Hospital. It comes as it's revealed there were 64 vacant posts at the hospital at the end of December, 36 of them in nursing and midwifery. An investigation is continuing into an attempted break-in at a business premises in Letterkenny. A male believed to be in his 20s trying to gain access to the property on the Port Road in the early hours of this morning, but a security team carrying out a routine check intervened. And the facts about any possible radiation impact from 5G must be fully established before plans can proceed in Donegal. That's according to Councillor Jerry McMonagall, who is urging Donegal County Council to do what's in its gift to delay the rollout of 5G. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is New York with Colm Fersher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seymour Mahasa Colm Fersher and Sean the Priefscalty Air Highland Radio. Carter Fualcha Hig Iritish Lahai and Gradam Margiokta at Ariha Ekforos Nigeliga. Tan Gradam Margiokta Ella Erin at Araktal Egan Institute Margiokta. Ejanta La Forest Nigeliga. E Kaluru Kerev Liana Jeg Fod Emniana. Tasha de Glacula Huntralaha Fui Lahar Augusta and Data Jerry Na Jardine and Shea Lada Mifiaru. Telu Ekforos Nigeliga Bonka. Agus tasha fogri ag faras na gaelige comai gomai shinu ama corta leshan corlichan tro stratish an the more hagri acta esa jihinia an kedla agus troha dan vi sha an sprach data nua ata fogri ha la hai fragarchi turmi an fabula oil major leshan dreacht den tro a glack for a mahan sha gaholus agin siv faras na gaelige bunkai e channel hers kultri gaelige a smaller ra an octa malia ha clear. The Iho War, Gradam, Kjol, Nos, and Kuigublian Aves, and Nagradam, Amranu, or Kjoltri, Nua Hampshire, and Gaelic. The Ejer Kjoltri, or Ur Nua, August Vanni, Ahanta, Anjum Niha, Gyar Liston, the Bliana Shah, Anjum Niu Claire Nakruri, as Dere, Sakatagor's album, to Auran Tradition to the Bliana, Augustin Gyar Lister, or Foil, against Eve, Nos Bunkai E. Togu Ard Walu, the Skull, Taha ran farchi hit, so comortus geosporacta, ek hein a ractaliu, and ye, and galliv, don caed ur a reeve. Agriter and comortus, the hurriacht o forest ne gelige, svi slew a moor ilahar eganokaj, vi foreign o fobuskol gidor, parches o comortus shinchere, and ruin of we fi cabbagel acushin na bacartu in batagus bohar a horch than real to shot agus egan altehan the tala charts. Ta ihas social to na fail of rige a kelleru an onan ni of padrig erin kedla agus troha de mi anners ega lahanye a shart tronona to falchu river a hananye be crossugi vrige a yenu agus be bruchini agus nyart kodjerta on erinia. Shin mahodja erigalier slan agus barakt.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 24th of January. The death has taken place in Margate, Kent, of Liam Gillespie, formerly of Laurel Drive, Strabane. His remains will repose at Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, from 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, with removal at 6 o'clock to St Mary's Church, Melmount. Requiem Mass on Monday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Paddy Harkin, Cordery, Church Hill. Paddy's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Colum Kills Church, Glendone, at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, followed by burial in Temple Douglas Cemetery. The death has taken place in London of Frank McGinty, formerly of Letcherhillieu, Clohan. Frank's remains will repose at the Chapel of Rest at the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, tomorrow afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning at 11, with interment in Kiltivogue Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Michael Byrne, Drimnasilla, Glen Road, Glenties. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Connell's Church, Glenties, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Epilepsy Ireland, care of any family member or James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors.